89.5 RT, Katy Perry with Last Friday Night. Check your watch at 6:48 in the evening. This time check is brought to you by Antonov Vodka. We're the DK on RT.
This one has got more personality than your iPod.
You're way sexier.
Oh, you don't think so? Did you maybe want to take this outside?
The best music on the planet.
99.5 RT.
Hi, this is Solan Yusuf, a.k.a. Karen. Kalat Karen kasi ako. Kahit mag-chill out lang at a friend's house, go. Kaya my favorite, Antonov Vodka mixed drinks. An apple, mandarin orange, and ice. Just pull to open, pop to enjoy. Party anywhere na. It's vodka on the go talaga.
Solan, let's go!
O sige, gotta go. Nandiyan ang friend ko, si Yaya. Yaya kasi nang Yaya gumimik.
Antonov Vodka mixed drinks. Your vodka on the go. Drink responsibly. Available in 7-Eleven.
The weekend's finally here. Grab your vodka on the go. Antonov Vodka mixed drink, an apple, mandarin orange, or ice.
Drink responsibly.
It's back.
What's back?
The big deal promo from Ford. It's back with even bigger deals. For 99,000 all-in low down payment, you can drive away with a Ford Fiesta, Focus, Escape, or a Ranger.
Oh, great. Only for 99,000?
Yes. But wait, there's more. You can get the Ford Everest for only 129,000 all-in low down payment.
Wow, a Ford Everest for only 129,000 down payment.
So visit the nearest Ford showroom today. The big deal is back only in September.
For DTI, NCR permit number 7556 series of 2011.
Walang malamig na pandesal sa mainit na kape.
Ngayon, may malamig na kape sa mainit na pandesal. Pande Sorbetes Nestle Sorbetes Kape Ice Cream sa mainit na pandesal.
Isang kagat ka lang.
Bili na! Magpande Sorbetes na! Nestle Sorbetes Kape and Peanut Butter Ice Cream Flavors. Palaman sa mainit na pandesal. Sa Pande Manila lang.
Sis, you wanna go to Boracay? 3 gifts.
I wish.
Or Palawan. 3 months to pay.
Yeah, right.
Or Bangkok, Vietnam, Singapore, or Australia.
6 gifts.
Are you serious?
Yes, she is. And it's exclusive to Ally Bank and PNB credit cards. The FlyPal Pay Later lets you purchase Philippine airline tickets in 3 or 6 months in at 0% interest. What are you waiting for? Visit the nearest PAL ticket office and fly PAL. Pay later.
I also have Palak Bayan packages for local tours and swing around packages for international destinations.
No way.
Okay, I think I'll get 2 for Macau and maybe India and India.
For DTI NCR permit number 6482, series of 2011. Promo is until October 18, 2011 only. To apply for an Ally Bank or PNB credit card, call 818-9818 or log on to mabuhaymilesmastercard.ph.
Manila's traveling first class.
So hop in and enjoy the ride.
The best music on the planet. 99.5 RT.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah. Times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl. Someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah. I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. With me, you'd fall, we'd have it all. Oh, what you do to me. Oh, what you do to me. Oh, what you do to me.
PRT, it's the Plain White Shirts with Hey Delilah. Now, at 6:55, welcome once again to the Disenchanted Kingdom here on 99.5 RT. Marf has got an Ojusko or an ODK later on, and he's got some showbiz chismes that he wants to share with us.
Yeah,
and what is it about?
Two singers confirmed na in a relationship.
And every relationship, there's got to be a guy and there's got to be a girl.
But there's also some kind
in the United States.
Oh my God, that's expensive.
Where
really?
They ran away with, you know, a load of gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the Dragon Boat supporters, they were again up in arms and they were saying, you know what, the government should pay attention to us.
I heard that they had to borrow oars.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So while they were in the States, and this was a really very touching scene. You know, the whole team was there,
mm-hmm.
and then the Filipino community over there in Orlando, Florida, they had put all their money together and gave it as a gift to the Philippine Dragon Boat Team, and you could see all the Philippine Dragon Boat Team just in tears,
mm-hmm.
that it was. You know, it was very sweet for their own kababayans to actually... It wasn't really about the money. It was more of thank you. Thank you. At least you guys paid attention to us and have recognized our achievements. Because it's not an easy task to become an athlete. Right?
Yeah.
It's not an easy task to become an athlete. And I think I saw this commercial. It was a boxing commercial. Every athlete, every national athlete lays his body on the line for... the honor of the country. Now get that through your skulls. It's to give honor to the country. It's to give every Filipino a reason to be proud of the flag that he must stand by until the day he dies.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
And they train every day for years for this.
Sacrifices to no end that not everybody knows about.
Yeah, it's unrecognized time, sweat, and tears.
All right. Now, we would like to introduce to you a team that has ran away
mm-hmm.
with
3 gold medals, 1 silver medal, and five gold medals, 1 silver, and 3 bronze medals for the 2011 Asian Youth Championships?
Asian Weightlifting Championships.
Yes.
Youth and Junior Championships.
There you go. Thank you, Papa.
Let's welcome the national team.
Yeah!
Welcome to me!
Maintain.
So when was the competition, Cleo?
The competition was... Can you help me out? I'm so sorry. I have to introduce...
Oh, yes. Please feel free to do so.
Ladies and gentlemen of Metro Manila, allow me to introduce, and I'm so proud that I came... Honestly, ew, from the loins of this guy. It's my dad. My dad, Mark Alino. He is the chairman of the board for the Philippine Weightlifting Association. So, Pa, can you help us out with the when the championships were?
Good evening, Tito Mark. Mr.
Yeah. Hi, Papa.
Mark Alino.
Yeah.
What's up?
And I'm not kidding.
Good evening.
It's my real dad.
Of course.
Hi, Pa.
You only have one dad.
Who knows? I might have been adopted. But anyway.
Good evening, Tito Mark.
Yeah, ang games andun sa Pattaya, Thailand. It started on September 3 until the 12th. Ang ganda ng mga venues nila doon, and the Thai people, they're very hospitable.
Okay.
And I take my hand off them.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Mark Alino, if I may just call you Tito Mark.
Sure.
How did you get involved with the Association of Weightlifters and with the national team as well?
It goes years back. Itong weightlifting, it used to be started by my dad and Dorotheo, Mr. Dorotheo then. So I used to accompany my dad during competitions until, you know, he died 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I became an officer of the association. I used to be a lifter, but hindi kagaya nila na mga champion.
Mga hardcore.
Yeah. Yung akin lang, I just became a lifter because of my dad.
Right, right.
So later on, I became an officer and president. Later, I became chairman. So during tournaments, yung mga international tournaments, nag-rotate kami mga officers as team managers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very fortunate that this time I was the team manager for the team that we brought to Pattaya, Thailand.
And how many years, if you don't mind me asking, have you been involved with the Philippine Weightlifting Association?
I started as a lifter in my college days. I guess that was 1981 or 1980.
Right.
I was not really that good as a lifter.
So it must have been like a good 2 decades of being associated with the Philippine Weightlifting Association.
Yeah, I love the sports.
Now tell us, in those 2 decades, how has the support of you know, like Philippine sports bodies or the Philippine sporting body, because we all know that a lot of support goes to basketball, to
soccer,
to billiards.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya lang hindi. Ano rin eh, no?
Parang bring your own taco yata.
Individual efforts din yun.
Oh.
Parang basketball lang yata which stands out in my mind.
Basketball
and soccer, football.
Basketball and football.
Yes.
Right. So in these 2 decades, how has the support of Philippine governing body for sports been in terms of weightlifting?
It's very sad to say na walang ganong support yung weightlifting kasi, as you know, it's not a spectator sports.
It's not a glamour sport.
Yeah, it's not.
Right.
Actually, nobody even knows about... Only a few people knows about weightlifting.
Okay.
In fact, nobody knew that we were in Thailand. And it came out in the news about 3 days ago. One of our coaches, Coach Ramon Solis, texted me that, you know, yung lumabas sa news, powerlifting won 5 golds.
Right.
And then there was no powerlifting team in Thailand, only us, the weightlifting team.
Okay.
Yeah, because there is a difference.
Yung powerlifting eh.
Yeah, there is a difference between powerlifting and weightlifting, and a lot of people really don't know the difference.
Okay, what's the difference between powerlifting and weightlifting?
Yung powerlifting, kasi it's basically squat, bench press, and deadlift.
And deadlift, right.
Yeah, ang weightlifting mas mahirap kasi it's snatch, and kailangan talaga technique.
Yeah.
No?
It's a technical
snatch and clean and jerk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, hindi lang strength, you know? As you can see, dalawa tong babae.
Two of the athletes,
yeah.
Two of
actually,
the women
we brought
athletes.
5 of them. Yung dalawa, si Leia Liena and Patricia Liena, they had to go back to Nueva Ecija kasama yung dad nila na coach.
Mm.
So, unfortunately, kawawa yung isa. Nung dumating kami ng Thailand, she got sick with dengue.
Oh, uy. Yeah. So tell us. So you got involved with the team. You're the team manager, and I believe most of the members of the team are either from they're not from Metro Manila.
Yeah, all these guys I have with me now are from Zamboanga.
From Zamboanga.
Yeah, all Chabacanos.
Ah, I see.
The coach here, Greg Colonia, is also from Zamboanga. He used to be an Olympian.
Right, right. Galing.
I know. I don't know, like growing up, I actually grew up with weightlifting and it was still the time when my late grandfather was still alive, right? And, di ba pa, ever since then, the Philippine team has always won gold, silvers, and bronzes. But it was never recognized.
You know, one thing na maganda dito sa tournament, when we went to Thailand, ang objective lang namin was to win a bronze medal.
Okay.
Because we were up against 38 other countries. Andun yung China, which is considered a powerhouse in weightlifting, Taiwan, India, and the other countries. But you know, luckily, we won over China. AD here won over China and Taiwan. Yung katraining niya dun sa China, tinalo niya.
Nice.
Yeah.
Naiyak ba kayo, Tito Mark?
You know, in all the years, in all the 2 decades of weightlifting, being involved in weightlifting, that was the first time I saw in an international competition that our flag was raised. Ano, Sabi ko sa kanya, I will sing. Alam mo, hindi ko matapos yung kanta. I was in tears, just looking at her flag.
Oh.
I couldn't finish the song.
I'm getting teary-eyed.
I know, I am.
I'm getting
teary-eyed. Hindi ko maimagine yung feeling ng ganun eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, beating China and Taiwan.
There was an interesting conversation that we had before the before we got into the show, and it was it the ASCALs? They went against 17 countries.
Yeah, no.
Was it
the Dragon?
The Dragon Boat team went against 17 countries. Now the weightlifting team went against 38.
38 countries.
Yes.
And this is all over
countries.
Asia.
All over Asia.
It's the Asian Weightlifting Championships.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow, that's quite an achievement.
That's true. I give it to the athletes.
Yes, and
you know, they sacrifice a lot. It was a heyday. And Nestor, they had to stop schooling for a while.
Ayan, tell,
focus dito sa training.
Yeah, tell us, Tito Mark, about the sacrifices that the team has undergone. At least give us, like, ano yung mga living conditions, ano yung mga diet. And then all of them came from Zamboanga. Tapos pagkarating dito sa Metro Manila, may natulugan ba kayo? 'Di ba? Sinuportahan ba kayo ng gobyerno? Tinulungan ba kayo ng parang Philippine Sports Commission? And then yung pamasahin nyo papuntang Pattaya, Thailand. Tell us about it. What about the equipment that was used? Yung mga, you know, yung mga tape, kasi 'di ba may mga tape ang weightlifting, 'di ba?
Yeah.
Kanya-kanyang gastos ba? So, give us a little idea of how the road to those 5 golds, 1 silver medal and 3 bronze medals was like in the Asian Weightlifting Championships.
Yeah, I'd like to mention here that, you know, we get our support from the Philippine Sports Commission. Chairman Garcia has been very supportive with Commissioner Andrada. Pero, alam mo, compared to other countries, sisiw yung, if I may use the word sisiw, no comparison. In fact, during sa stay namin, short stay namin sa Thailand, we saw everything were brand new. The training equipment, the platforms and everything.
Yeah.
And they were treated like stars.
The weightlifters?
Yeah, yung Thais. Kasi meron silang Olympic champion eh. Si Pawina, saka there's another, I forgot her name. Tapos dito, you know, this is the first time na pumunta ko ng Manila to be with the lifters. And I made it a point na doon ako natulog sa Rizal. I don't know if the other officers have done this.
Rizal?
Yeah, doon sa gym. Two golds. One is snatch and for total, and a silver for clean and jerk.
Two golds and a silver. Hey, Delin, good evening sa'yo.
Good evening.
Ah, yeah, move closer to the microphone.
Lumapit
yeah,
ka yeah. Ina.
Lapit lang, lapit lang.
Ayan.
Hey, Delin, by the way, how old are you? Ilan taon ka na ba?
20 years old na po.
20 years old. Ilan taon ka na nag-weightlifting?
11 years old. Since 11 years
old. Since 11 years old?
Wow. 9 years.
9 years. And ito ba yung pinakaunang international competition mo?
Marami na.
Marami na. So, you won 1 gold medal.
Two.
And
two golds.
Tapos one. May silver medal ka pa. Time out. Ito ba yung unang beses na nag-gold ka?
Hindi.
Hindi rin? Sa international competition, ha?
Ilang gold na ba so far sa 11 years mo? Ilang gold nang nakuha mo? Estimate lang. Baka nakalimutan. Limutan mo na.
Hindi
mo na mabilang?
9 golds. 9 what? Golds in the 11 years.
9 years.
Ay, sorry. Sinabi ko ba yan? Sorry. Naghanap tayo ng gold kung saan-saan. Eh, nasa Zamboanga. Zamboanga lang pala. So, kumusta naman ang ano? Bakit, di ba, tinanong ko si Tito Mark kanina, sorry, natatouch kasi ako eh.
Mm.
Hindi ako makapaniwala na may mga gold athletes tayo rito.
Bakit mo sinasacrifice yung studies mo, pag-aaral mo, minto ka mag-aral para mag-compete?
Yeah.
May goal po kasi ako para makapag-qualify.
Para makapag-compete ng mabuti, kailangan may nutrition yung katawan. Kailangan may proper training. Kailangan may proper equipment para maging world-class athlete. Hindi naman tayo si Tulfo eh.
Yeah. We're just, you know, we're just kind of showing some light into a Philippine team that has won several, I mean, well, countless goals, and we're just, despite the odds.
So, yeah. So, ano naman sabi ng mga magulang mo? You know, nung umuwi ka na may goal, pinagalitan ka ba dahil hindi ka nag-enroll sa eskwelahan tapos nag-train ka with the team?
Hindi naman po. Sinusuportahan nila ako sa anumang desisyon ko.
Right.
It's very good.
Buti lang may suporta yung magulang mo. No?
Pero di ba?
Kasi yung mga ibang magulang, hindi gaano kasuporta ang maasahan mo eh. Di ba? You won't expect that from parents.
Hindi talaga. Kasi saka tingnan mo yung sinasacrifice nila. Kumbaga, magiging proud yung mga Pinoy para sa kanila.
Oo, but with all due respect, diba? Hindi naman kilala.
Oo nga.
Di ba? Pero hindi sila nakakuha ng enough support from whoever is supposed to give them support.
Yeah.
Hindiling. By the way, congratulations to you. Yeah! Galing mo!
I have a question for her. Because a lot, we keep on throwing... parate tayong nagme-mention ng weightlifting, di ba? And marami namang tao na hindi alam kung gano'ng ang kaya ni Hadeline. Kasi babae, di ba? Usually nga. Hadeline, yung gold mo, gano'ng kabigat ang naalsa mo?
Ngayon po, nasa... Yung snatch, nabuhat mo. 95 kilograms. Tapos yung clean and jerk, 120 kilograms.
In just a bit. But we gotta take a little break first, all right? We'll be taking a little break, and let me see. Is this your first time to be on a radio station?
Yes.
First, good.
Huh? You say first time niya ma-interview ever? Sa radio station.
Sa radio station. Oh, sige.
Oh, I just want to say good evening to Pat and to Joseph.
Hi, Joseph.
Hey, Joseph. And also to...
Wow, Team Pacquiao's listening.
Yeah, Team Pacquiao.
Hello, Team Pacquiao.
Team Pacquiao.
Talaga?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And also to Jojo Eustachio and Mr. Chico Loco. Hey, Chico.
Hi, guys.
So, if in case you just joined us, we're the Disenchanted Kingdom. We have a special guest, the Asian Weightlifting Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Youth and junior.
The youth in the junior division. They're champions. They ran away as a team with 5 golds. 1 silver and 3 bronze medals that nobody knew about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking more to them in just a bit. For the meantime, we have, let me see, we got something from Inky.
105RT. We play the best music on the planet. That was Incubus with Megalomaniac at 726. And that song was brought to you by Antonov Vodka. We'll be coming right back with the Junior and Youth Division
Champions.
Champions of the Asian Weightlifting Competitions. When we return, I have a really surprising fact that I would like to tell you in just a bit. Oh, by the way, it's a fun question for the Philippine team, the Asian weight, the Philippine weightlifting team. Di ba kayo nilalapitan ni Jessica Soho? Kasi kadalasan nagkakaresulta pag si Jessica Soho yung lumapit na sa inyo. Ah, si Heidi. Na-feature ka na. Okay.
Okay, yung mga reporter's notebook.
Oh, di ba? So may mga, you know, if you're from ABS-CBN, tapos, you know, you're a reporter, okay, from Channel 7 or from Channel 5, gusto niyo na scoop?
Mm-mm.
Itong team na to, they won 5 gold medals. And it's hindi lang national championship, it's the Asian Weightlifting Championships. We bested 39 other countries, man.
Mm-hmm.
Including China.
Yes, we beat the powerhouse.
We beat the Asian weightlifting powerhouse, China.
Honestly, I saw pictures, they look like big cows.
Yeah,
barko, man.
Wild. Saka kung sa Miss Universe, big deal na nabeat natin yung China, bakit dito hindi?
I know. Yeah. Tama. All right. So, we're coming right back in just a bit, and we're going to be talking more to the team. Oh, by the way, good evening to Team Pacquiao. We know that your support is going to go. We know that your support is going to go to the Asian weightlifters because they really deserve it.
Yeah. Yes, they
do. Know, now is payback. And, you know, by some crazy twist of fate that Cleo Caliente had to be the daughter of the team manager and that we're actually on a radio station. It's mm-hmm. got to be fate.
It's fate.
We got to get it out there. We got to get it out there that the Asian weight, the Philippine weightlifting team needs support, monetary and a whole lot of other stuff because they're bringing a whole lot of honor to our country.
Yes, they are.
And Asia is starting to get scared because of us. So, we're coming right back. Don't go away.
Manila's traveling first class. So hop in and enjoy the ride. The best music on the planet. 99.5 RT.
Join the biggest vodka movement in town. Enjoy Antonov Ice, Mandarin Orange, and Apple. A vodka mixed drink with an easy pull cap, letting you enjoy...
And www.facebook.com/GoNegosyoOfficial. See you in the Young Entrepreneurship Summit 2011. The power to move up.
Dumating sila upang magukay at maganap ng tanso, pilak, ginto. Dumating sila para tipunin ang likas na kayamanan at nanatili sila upang ingatan ang yaman ng kaligasan.
We have successfully reforested 2,000 hectares with over 7 million seedlings. This is part of our commitment to responsible mining. Felix Mining Corporation. There's life in mining.
City, the queen of bossa nova. Celebrates 10 years of music with Ang Aking Awitin, a concert to be held at the Music Museum on September 16, 8 p.m. with special guests Duncan Ramos, Jet Pangan, and Rico Blanco. Tickets are at 800, 1,200, and 1,500. For more info, contact Ticket World at 891-9999. City's 10th year anniversary concert is brought to you by Backroom Incorporated, La Carmela de Baraka, and 99.5 RT. Get your tickets now.
Congratulations to City on her 10th year in the business.
Yeah, congratulations.
And it's too bad that you had to go to Boys Night Out to guest. Oh. I saw her Twitter account.
Yeah, me too.
Parang asaya dito sa BNO.
She was there last night.
I was like, what? She didn't even pass by. O nga pala. Dahil may support ang Boys Night Out eh.
Para tayong Philippine weightlifting team.
Oh, alam natin. Alam natin yung kakulangan ng suporta. Yeah, anyway. Why do you have such a naughty smile on your face, Marf?
I don't know if you'll be happy with this news.
Yeah, wait a minute. What text did you get there?
I got a text from Mommy Teenage de Los Santos of Kawasaki.
Oh, she's the marketing guru of Kawasaki Motors Philippines.
Yeah. Hi, Mommy Teenage.
Hi, Mommy.
And she texted, "Engaged na si Shalani to Pasig Congressman Roman Romulo."
Naku! Congratulations, Shalani.
Pakiulit nga.
Engaged na si Shalani kay Pasig Congressman.
Doesn't it just wrench your heart that the country that you're so proud of, which is the Philippines, has to be displayed in international competition faded? While people in the government can buy second-hand helicopters just in the drop of a hat? Come on! Diba? It's pathetic. It's pathetic. Don't worry, guys. We're gonna get you uniforms, man.
It's sad.
Yeah.
It is very sad.
It's pathetic.
It's not fair.
Telling you. Really isn't fair. Emma. Yeah. You have a basketball team that hasn't won anything. That receives like billions of pesos in support, for crying out loud. Even endorsements. Come on. We've been winning golds left and right. Anyway, we're going to be talking now to Cleo. This gentleman who actually won 3 golds.
Mm-hmm. And so we have Nestor Colonia.
Nestor Colonia.
Yeah. Colonia in the house.
I guess he got most of the medals.
Tatlong gold, huh?
Tatlong gold. Got it.
Nestor, ilang taong ka na?
19.
Wow. 19 years old.
Yes. Halata sa boses, batang-bata, no?
Oo nga, baby pa.
So, Nestor, imbis na gumigimik ka, imbis na nakikipag-hangout ka sa barkada mo, may girlfriend ka ba?
Meron.
May girlfriend. Yes. At least yun ang hindi mo nakakalimutan, no? So, Nestor, it says here in your stat sheet, nakatatlong gold ka, 3 gold medals. One is yung sa snatch, 115 kilograms. One is clean and jerk, which is 137 kilograms. Kel, how much is that? 137 kilograms?
137 kilograms is about 270 to 280 pounds.
What?
What? Close to 300 pounds?
Close to 300 pounds.
And that's like, you know, over your head kind of. Ooh.
Yeah.
Tapos, the total... 252 kilo. Tama ba?
Personal best is 240.
Huh?
240.
Personal best is
140. And personal best is a jerk.
140. It's a jerk.
280 plus.
My God.
Yeah, that's 290.
290
plus
pounds.
Yeah.
That's like you and me, man.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So Nestor Colonia, how are you related? Mr. Greg Colonia.
Yung ano ko, yung tatay ko, kapatid niya.
Ah, tito mo, yung coach.
Tito mo. So, ikaw, kumusta naman ang training, Nestor?
Okay naman.
Gano'ng katagal na nagbubuhat?
Magsimula kasi ko, 8 ako.
8 years old?
8 years old.
Weightlifter ka na, 8 years old.
11 years?
Wow. 11.
Anong pinabuhat sa'yo nung 8 years old ka?
Yung ano lang, yung gawa ng tatay ko, parang maliit na barbell.
Ah.
Tapos yung may semento sa dulo?
Hindi, bale ano pa lang yung plywood. Kahoy pa lang.
Kahoy-kahoy lang. Ah, at 8 years old, no? Tapos, kailan mo nalaman na ginawa ka para sa sport na to? Kasi hindi ka naman malaking tao eh. Parang, you know, regular size na tao ka lang eh. Paano mo nalaman na, teka, mukhang ginawa talaga ako ng Diyos para magbuhat talaga?
Hindi ko nga alam.
Hindi mo alam?
Gano'ng
tao lang yung nakakaalam. Anong klaseng tulong ang meron nun sa iyo bilang atleta?
Nagpapalakas ng ano, adrenaline. Pang, para dumagdag yung lakas bago dating sa laro.
Right. Ayan. Mm-hmm. Kumusta naman kayo doon? Hindi naman kayo nakulangan ng pagkain?
Hindi naman po.
Sa Thailand?
Opo.
Pero masarap pagkain doon. Balita ko, masarap pagkain doon.
Buti nga kayo, nakapunta na doon eh. Ako yung tipa eh.
Maanghang nga lang. Okay, well, anyway. Nestor Colonia, who, again, a very young man at 19 years old. May goal ka rin ba, Nestor, na pumunta sa London Olympics?
Opo.
Right, right. So, ano pa mga ibang international competition na... Is this your first time? First time mo lang ba to manalo ng gold medals?
Yung gold po, first time.
Okay.
First time. And ngayon.
Ito ba pinakauna mong international competition?
Hindi.
Ilang medals na ba so far? Ilang years? So, 8 years old. So, ilang medals na ba ang nakuha mo so far sa mga international competitions?
Nine. Pero silver, bronze, saka gold.
Hindi pa rin. International pa rin.
International yan.
So, kumikinang na yung sala nyo. Kumikinong niya yung sala niya. Para na yun, meron na kayo mga ano eh, no?
Yun na yung ginagamit niyo pang ornament ng Christmas tree. Yun ba yun? Diba? Yun na yata yun.
So, we've heard from the athletes, Heidelyn Diaz, who ran away again with 2 golds and 1 silver. Nestor Colonia, who came away with 3 golds for the Philippine team, for the Philippine weightlifting team. And we'd also like to acknowledge the coach of the Asian weight or rather the Philippine weightlifting team, Coach Greg Colonia, who himself was an Olympian back in 1988. Yay! I don't think I've ever talked to an Olympian yet.
Batak na batak pa yung gato, no?
Oo nga eh.
Maskuladong maskulado pa rin.
Coach Greg, good evening po.
Good evening po.
Palakpak naman, teammates! Matakot kayo sa coach nyo!
Coach Greg, you have been an athlete.
Yes, sir.
Tapos ngayon, coach kayo. At hindi lang basta atleta, kundi Olympian. Meron na tayong media exposure ngayon. We're on national radio. We have lots of people who are tuned in. Mga sponsors, mga people who would like to help. Ano masasabi niyo? Ano masasabi niyo sa you know, sa future ng Philippine weightlifting? Deep inside your heart, as a coach, kasi marunong na kayo tumingin kung may talent ang Pilipino eh. At nakikita ko na yung team niyo is only from Zamboanga. I'm sure marami pa sa Metro Manila, marami pa sa other parts of the country. So ano po masasabi niyo sa future ng sport?
Sa amin po sa weightlifting, kailangan talaga namin ng yung publicity para makilala yung sport namin. Lalo na mga seminar sa mga ibang lugar para lalo dumami ang weightlifting. Kaysa Zamboanga sa amin, halos karamihan marami na mga bata na tinetrain na namin bata pa lang sila.
So marami na rin?
Opo. Sa Zamboanga City po.
Sa Zamboanga lang.
Opo.
Yeah, mayor is very supportive.
Kasi ang mayor namin po, nagsusuporta sa amin sa Zamboanga City.
Right. And who's this mayor?
Mayor Celso Lobregat po.
Mayor Celso Lobregat.
Good job.
Good job, Mayor Lobregat.
Good job, Mayor Lobregat.
So, ano yan? Kasi siguro ang dami nakikinig yan. How do they get to apply or to try out for the national team? Paano ba yung sistema ng pag-a-apply sa national team?
Paano yung tryouts?
Coach Greg.
Ano po, bago po papasok sa national team, meron kaming competition, mga national open.
Mm-hmm.
Sino po yung mga bata na nabe-break ng record, yung inaabot nila yung qualifying para sa papasok sila sa team, yung para po sila mag-compete, mga youth competition sa Asian Games, kinukuha po ng Philippine Sport Commission po ng tapos recommendation ng PWA, katulad sila chairman sa board na i-recommenda nila para ipapasok po sa RPT.
So sa team na to, yung training na dinaranas nila, saan nyo nakuha yung, kumbaga yung technology?
Sa katulad po sa akin bilang isang coach ako, na-experience ako bilang atleta rin ako, tapos plus yung mga seminar namin po sa abroad na kasi yung pumunta po ako sa 1988 Olympics sa Korea, doon ko po nakikita na pwede na pala matrain natin mga bata na mga 10 years, 8.
Right.
Pero most in basic lang yung mga training, yung mga technique. Tapos yung parang mga laro-laro lang nila hanggang magkaroon sila ng interest sa weightlifting pagdating ng tamang edad nila, mga 13, 14, 15. Pwede natin sila i-ano, ma-waste na talaga.
So Coach Greg, ang sinasabi niyo sa akin ngayon, eh yung technique na ginagamit niyo ngayon for the Philippine team, is yung mga technique pa nung 1988?
Po, yung technique po dati, asaka ngayon, halos pareho lamang po. Ano?
Right.
Yung program lang medyo nagbago ngayon.
So saan niyo kinukuha itong program na to? Ano to? Dina-download niyo sa internet o pinapadala kayo ng Philippine Sports Commission sa ibang bansa?
Ano po, program po ng China ginagamit namin po ngayon.
Ginagamit niyo yung program ng China? Ano, paano niyo na-acquire itong program na to?
Kasi po yung Philippine Sports Commission, na meron kami, ano, binibigay kami ng priority na mag-train sa China po.
Right.
Tapos binibigay, yung China naman po mga coaches, binibigay ng program sa mga coaches namin.
I see. I see. Tumutulong din talaga sila. Oo.
Sa bagay, friendly competition naman lahat yan eh.
Oo.
Di ba? Kung makakatulong ka din sa ibang bansa para kumbaga maging successful dun sa sport na yan, bakit hindi?
Coach, congratulations nga pala. Yeah! Galing! And you know, on behalf of everyone listening, thank you so much. You've made us so proud. You gave us a reason to actually smile today and be proud of our Filipino athletes. And once again, we'd like to give you back to Mr. Mark Aliño, who is the team manager of the Philippine weightlifting team, and this is actually his first time to actually go with the Philippine team and find out firsthand kung ano yung mga accommodations nila yung sa Hotel Rizal Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
Hotel, diba? Memorial Stadium. Hotel Memorial Stadium. Okay, hindi yun yung hotel nila.
Hindi ko alam na may natutulog pa rin.
Ako rin. Ako rin, grabe. Anyway, parting words. Mr. Mark Aliño.
Maraming salamat lang sa invitation nyo na naging guest nyo yung team. Hindi lang sila ang first timer. Ako din.
Right.
This is my on first radio. Time on radio. In any show. This is my first time.
Yay!
Thank you for giving us the chance and for the exposure.
And you know, are there any sentiments that you would like to send out there to probably to people who would like to sponsor the team, you know, and when are the next international competition? When's the next international competition that's lined up? And what are your plans for the London Olympics?
Qualifying Paris. Actually, ngayon, they're preparing for the SEA Games that will be on November. So, right. all of the team members will be sent to China for training before the SEA Games. So, kasama na yun sa preparation for the Olympics.
Anong number ba yung kailangan tawagan, Mr. Mark Aliño, para masuportahan kayo?
They can call Sir Juan siguro sa PSA or they can call me directly.
And would you give your number or your email address?
Yeah, my number is 0917-321-6246 and my email ad is mark_skyking@yahoo.com.
What's that again? 0917-321-6246. 6246.
Yeah.
All right. And your email address once again?
mark_skyking@yahoo.com.
All right. Or you guys can actually get in touch with us here at the Disenchanted Kingdom.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that very much.
If you have any plans of showing your support, of giving any, you know.
Lalo na yung supplements.
Mga supplements, ha?
Yeah,
yung mga kailangan nyo?
As you heard earlier, sila mismo ang bumibili ng supplements nila.
Right. Sige, Miss Pia Magalona. Miss Pia. Parang siya ang nanay ng bayan.
Pag ikaw na mabahala, call Pia.
Yeah, we'll try our best to hook you up with, you know, like the uniforms that the Philippine team needs. But, yeah. And supplements as well. Motorsiklo, kailangan nyo?
Would appreciate that.
Ninja.
Yeah.
I'll encourage the team members to practice riding.
Go riding.
I can teach them.
Whatever.
Buhatin niyo yung bike.
Anyway, congratulations once again to the Philippine weightlifting team for winning the Asian Weightlifting Championships.
Thanks so much.
We're the junior and youth division. We're so proud of you guys, and thank you so much for bringing honor to this country. Don't think that everybody on this country or on this archipelago does not recognize your efforts. And congratulations and thank you so much. And you know what? Actually, what I would do just to trade places with you, in order to see that Philippine flag being waved in international competition. You guys have been through a roller coaster ride, and I envy you. At the same time, we'd like to give our full support.
Thank you.
Congratulations, and thank you so much for making us proud. Yeah!
I wonder if they can carry Mark.
I think they can.
Yeah, we're going to post a video of that one.
Yes, we should.
Anyway, it's 7:53 in the evening. We have another traffic update from Brendan coming up in just a bit. Hey, but for the meantime, we have Mr. Rico Blanco. Ngayon ang panahon by Rico Blanco. Come and experience Pinoy rock at its best in Tanduay Rums Rock Fest Year 5, October 14 at the SM Mall of Asia. You're tuned in to the Disenchanted Kingdom. My name is King DJ Logan with Cleo Caliente.
Good evening, Metro Manila.
Thank you so much, Cleo, for inviting these gentlemen.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Marf.
Maintain my name.
And also, we have Kel.
Good evening, everyone.
This is 99.5 RT.
Sumayaw
got me once with that fake ending, and I'll never fall for it again. It's like everyone from Neil Almighty to Sam Owen Gibb to us, we always fall for that, you know, like Rico Blanco style.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and then silence.
So yeah. You end up talking over like
you're
a
like,
song.
Yeah. And then you're like 99.5. So there. That was Rico Blanco, by the way. And once again, we're inviting everyone na ngayon ang panahon by Rico Blanco for you to come and experience Pinoy rock at its best in the Tanduay Rum Rock Fest Year 5 on October 14 at the SM Mall of Asia. By the way, where's the team van?
What van? I don't know how.
Wait, how'd the team get here if they didn't have a van?
They took the MRT.
What?
What? The Philippine weightlifting team took the MRT.
Yeah, I had to teach them how to get here.
Sad, man.
Well, they took the LRT first and then the MRT, and I believe they walked towards the station.
They must have had some media coverage, you know, like. They must have had, like, you know, some welcoming party when they came to the country. They did, after all, win, like, 5 gold medals, 1 silver, and 3 bronzes for the Asian Weightlifting Championship. They, you know, there must have been a frenzy at the airport.
I took my dad to the airport.
And?
No, I'm the one that naghatid sa dad ko.
With all the media people?
No.
No?
That was it. What?
Okay.
That's not
right. Yeah, definitely is not right. I mean, that's even an understatement. So, how's the road going to the airport, Brendan? Brendan!
What?
We miss you, man. Kawawa talaga Philippine weightlifting team natin.
Oh, bigat na nga binubuhat, lalo pang pinahirapan. Kawawa naman talaga.
Kawawa talaga. Limang goals, dude.
Yeah.
Ay, nako.
And then they're asking for us to throw our supports to the volcanoes.
No, I mean, you know,
there's an ongoing World Cup right now, Robbie. Have you seen the players on the other teams for the other countries?
I must
Did you
say,
see how huge they are? They
yes,
look
they
like
are.
They're going to consume the Filipino alive.
Wait, is the Philippines being represented in the
World Cup? No.
In
no.
New Zealand?
No. I don't think so.
No.
Dude, did you see the team from Tonga?
Oh yeah. My god, the game between New Zealand and Tonga was amazing.
It was amazing.
We watched it.
Ko kakainin nila ng buhay yung volcano.
I know.
I mean, I don't know.
We need vitamins. Come on, we need lots of vitamins.
We Filipinos were really too small for that sport. I mean, seriously.
We need to be injected with... Wait a minute. Did this Philippine...
Like we're forcing ourselves in basketball as well with... It's all people, right?
Let's not even get into that because alam mo naman ang politics and basketball.
Sabagay.
Yeah, ma.
You have a point.
Alam mo naman kung gaano karaming mga pretty boys ang nasa basketball kaya hindi talaga pwedeng mamatay yung sport na yan. Really?
You have to be guapo.
You really have to be guapo, as in. But anyway, Brendan, here we go now with a Road Watch, and it's brought to you by RadioWorks and by Summit Natural Drinking Water. Here, last update for the evening. Sorry about the delay, man.
It's okay. So here we go. We're looking at EDSA once again, but this time on the southbound stretch. So we begin in Quezon City. Trouble is still brewing right now at the, at the Monumento area. If you guys are coming from Malabon and Valenzuela, you'll be stacking up there. And in Quezon City, it's still the U-turn slot, the one that's leading to the Trinoma area coming from West Avenue. And then the Cubao service road, as always, and the flyover bound to Morocco Avenue at Edsa Ortigas will be crawling this time coming from Gate 5. The service road of crossing is still quite busy, as well as the approach of Pinatubo Street and Mandaluyong area. And then Makati will have you stacking up at the Loyola Memorial Chapels, and also an earlier accident at the Ayala Tunnel is still causing some major buildup out to the Mantrade area. Further Pasay is also quite busy at Evangelista and Tramo towards Staff Rotonda, and getting in some more trouble approaching Rojas Boulevard as well. Calling all women with brains, beauty, and speed, and be this year's Watson Racing School C-Top Driver Challenge Racer Chick Edition, and come to the Cable Car Makati on September 17, Saturday, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, and register for free. Call 820-4203 or check out Watson Racing School on Facebook, presented by Bridgestone, OMP, Speed Lab, Bedhead Rosa, and Starbright Body Kit. And you got Brandon right now for Disenchanted Kingdom on 99.5 RT.
Thanks a lot, Maine.
Thank you.
You know, somebody commented on Facebook na medyo magkahawig pala kayo ni Brandon eh, no?
Who?
Me and you? Yeah, you and me.
Really?
Somebody commented on my Facebook wall. I think it was my Facebook. Medyo may kahawig pala kayo ni Brandon, no? Sabi ko, huwag mo naman insultuhin si Brandon.
Siguro pag smile. Next.
Ang
bigla ng smile.
So, kulang ka rin ng ipin?
Dalawa, actually. Molar, kaya nagkakadimple.
Kaya nagkakadimple. Ew!
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Alright,
have a great evening, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Yes, we've yet to join Brandon in a drinking session. I'm sure he'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, but he's coming to our party, so I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get Brandon drunk this coming 30th.
No, honestly, my game plan is the moment he walks in, he should start telling us about the traffic.
All right, it's 8:04 in the evening. We're coming right back.
We never go out of style. Yeah. Manila's first great radio station. The best music on the planet. 99.5 RT.
Huwag malulungkot. Huwag mangangamba. Sa mga pagsubok, mayroon kang kasama. Kisiya sa puso ng bayan. Lagi nating manalangin.
PCSO, Pusong Pilipino, Pusong Panalo.
Ang Pusong Panalo.
Tangkilikin natin ang Lotto, Sweepstakes, a Small Town Lottery ng PCSO para buong bayan panalo.
Introducing Angel's Pizza Pasta Combo's very own breaded chicken bowl. Wow. Chicken teriyaki, chicken parmigiana, and chicken with creamy sauce for only 95 pesos. All served with a glass of refreshing iced tea. What are you waiting for? Try Angel's Breaded Chicken Bowl now by calling 922-2222. Give in to the temptation and call Angel's Pizza Pasta Combo for free delivery. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Angel's Pizza, a taste of heaven at your doorstep.
We got Manila smiling. And we keep it that way all day.
The best music on the planet.
99.5 RT.
Welcome. Welcome to the hit music universe.
99.5 RT on air.
And 99.5RT.FM in cyberspace. Get a load of insane, mind-blowing, in-your-face music that will rock your world. This is the best music on the planet. 99.5 RT.
Planet.
99.5 RT.
Missing all this.
RT, the music of Kilos with Leaves. 8:16 in the evening. We'd like to invite everyone this coming September 30th. It's going to be a Friday, and it is going to be a party that the Disenchanted Kingdom is throwing for everyone, including Disturbing the Peace with Sam and Gib, because they're celebrating their third year in the business.
Wow.
3 years. Who would have thunk? Right?
Yeah.
Who would have thunk they'd last in RT?
We're at 3 years.
Disenchanted
Especially
Kingdom.
Considering, you know, you.
Yeah, Disenchanted Kingdom. You know, longest I ever lasted on a time slot was like months. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kel knows this for a fact, Marv. He knows this for a fact that, and you see me too.
Yeah.
When I was in 103.5 Max FM, yeah. I was in a time slot for like 3 months, and then they'd throw me around because of some disciplinary measures about my attendance. 89.9. You know this for a fact, Kel.
Yes, absolutely.
They've thrown me in three, four, five. I went through the whole Ferris wheel or the whole carousel of the time slots there.
Well, yeah, that was
even
crazy.
Even during the graveyard slot. I was on the graveyard slot.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember
those,
that?
I remember those times.
And I lasted 4 years in Magic 89.9.
But in time slots, nowhere near as long.
Yeah, but, you know, cumulatively, that was 4 years. That was like the time span. That's because I only remember. But I think I may have missed work for, like, worth a year.
Due to suspensions or being late or what?
Yeah.
I guess I everything. By the light.
Did you know that I never received a single memo here in 99.5 RT?
Wow.
Really? I've never received a single memo.
Yeah, I remember you bragging about that a year ago. Like, you know, during the first year anniversary of the Disenchanted Kingdom, you were saying, you know, oh, this is my first year without a straight year without a single memo.
Yeah.
That's what you were saying.
And now, you know, another year has quickly passed by. Still no memo.
Nice.
Nobody's given me a memo.
You're a good boy.
Have you mellowed? Is this the... You know, what it means?
It's either I've mellowed or they're afraid of me. I don't know.
I think it works both ways.
I don't know. Or maybe because of my tenure in this industry, you know, they're probably under the impression that I know what I'm doing.
They're like, oh, yeah, muna si Logan naman yun.
That's the reason why I don't know. Sometimes when I lay down in bed at night, I think I can just get away with murder in this station. But, you know, I try not to. But yeah, I think I do. So anyway, we're having this party that we're throwing for everybody else. Neil Almighty and Scarlett, they handle the show right before us. They're also celebrating their first anniversary together. I never thought Scarlett would actually last. You know, to tell you honestly, I never thought that she'd last.
Being
with Neil, because he's such a firecracker. He's such a firecracker.
I've seen Neil with so many partners in the past. So
yeah,
you know,
right?
Someone keeping up with him for more than a year.
Yeah, and
most
of them crying. That's Neil Almighty for you. That's because you know he knows what perfection is all about. Because
he's a boy toy like that.
He's a boy toy. So you know, and all the rest of the shows like Inca and her RT 30. I'm not so sure. Has she been on it? Yeah,
a year.
Like a year, right?
Because yeah. When the Disenchanted Kingdom started and it was in a morning show,
yeah,
that's the time when the RT30s started.
So that must have, yeah, it must be like 2 years old as well. Wow. And by the way, so there, we're going to be throwing a party together. And if you're wondering where the venue is, of all places, it is the Kawasaki Motors Philippines crib. It is the Kawasaki crib. And it's not a bar. It's a showroom. It's a showroom for their leisure bikes.
Yeah.
So we got to safeguard those leisure bikes during the party because somebody might just puke on them. And that's,
or not, test
and
them,
that's,
you know,
one thing that we'd like to avoid.
Or test drive them without our knowledge.
I know. Okay, so it's going to be at the Kawasaki crib. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar where the Kawasaki crib is, you probably know where Libis is, right? Okay. Now, you know where Libis is. There's a Shopwise. There's a Shopwise somewhere there. You can ask people over there. Nasaan yung Shopwise? And right across Shopwise is the Kawasaki crib.
And you'll know it's the Kawasaki crib because there is a nearby Kowloon house where when we have drinking sessions over there at the Kawasaki crib, I ninja out of the Kawasaki crib and buy myself like one of those really big shop-aus.
Oh, yeah.
In Kowloon.
Jumbo.
Yeah, those are classic.
With salted eggs.
Yeah.
Jumbo pao.
Jumbo pao. Yeah. Dun sa Kowloon house. Masarap yun eh.
Classic.
Lalo na pag lasing ka na.
But you'll see it. Alam mo, Libis, it has a big K na nakalagay Kawasaki leisure bike.
You can't actually miss it when you know what you're looking for.
All right. So, we're inviting everyone to drop by our party. And we assure you, you don't have to pay for anything. You will not be paying for anything. All you need to do is just bring 1 liter of alcohol of your choice. Mm-hmm. Except isopropyl and
ethyl.
And ethyl alcohol. Okay?
Don't, alcohol.
Not that kind of alcohol. We're talking about, you know,
don't
like...
Don't be a smartass.
Inumin. Yeah. Yeah, don't be a smartass. Yeah, thanks a lot for pointing that out, Cal.
Alcohol.
Yeah, bring whatever you want. You can bring gin, you can bring brandy. It doesn't really have to be expensive.
Patron, if you really feel like it.
It doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah.
Can be. Not stopping you.
Yeah, dude, your entrance, kumbaga, we're calling it an entrance fee, pero it's a consumable entrance fee.
Yeah. It's a community pool.
Yeah, dude, you just go to 7-Eleven. You go to 7-Eleven or a mini stop or your favorite grocery.
Yeah. Brandy.
You shell out 65 pesos for probably the bar.
For
Gran Matador, Emperador, Tanduay, Long Neck.
Less than 100, man.
GSM Blue.
GSM Blue.
Ano ba?
Antonov.
Antonov. And Boracay.
Boracay
Rum. Yan. Yung mga ganyan. Okay?
And if you feel like it, you can also buy pomelo juice on top of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's 65 bucks, diba? That was... you can buy a bag of ice for like 35 pesos.
Yeah, 100 bucks.
100 pesos, yeah. Pwede na. Yeah.
Party all night.
Entrance fee, party all night. Guaranteed lasing ka.
With amazing music from what I heard, right?
Yeah. By the way, we'd also like to thank Alamid.
Wow.
Alamid's going to be playing.
Alamid.
But they're not going to be singing.
It's a Rakioki thing?
Yes!
Oh!
It's a Rakioki thing!
You actually get a chance to be the vocalist of Alamid for that night.
Yeah! So I mean, how many people
you can sing Your Love and Jesus.
Yeah,
whatever.
You can sing Pearl Jam, you can sing Metallica, you can sing Guns N' Roses. We're going to be providing a, you know, like a list for the band to sing, for the band to play. And then, you know, the list is just going to go around the crowd, and everyone's just going to sign up. Oh, I think I want to sing this song. And, you know, they sign up their names, and they're going to be called to the stage. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so much fun! And right after the band, Alamid, is done with... Siyempre, napapagod din sila. We're going to have somebody very special drop by. And it was only lately that I knew that she actually knew how to spin.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a celebrity in her own right, up and coming young star.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful young lady.
Absolutely.
And she's going to be spinning. She's going to be spinning some like really, you know, like party anthems.
Maintain.
Habang lasing na lahat ng tao. Imagine. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. So you're coming, Cal, aren't you?
Oh, I'm going.
Oh, good.
All right.
All the RT jocks are going to be there.
Yeah, everyone's going to be there. So it's going to be so much fun. And I assure you, it's a night that you will knock your head on the wall. You're going to bang your head on the wall if you don't come.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see all these pictures on Facebook and you're going to say to yourself, damn it, you know, I should have taken a leave. I should have applied for a leave. I should have gone to HR like 2 weeks earlier and told them that I'm going on leave on the 30th. So it's September 30th. Friday, all right? The party starts at 8 o'clock in the evening. So you guys got to be there because if the place gets too full, our apologies in advance that we're going to have to turn away some people.
Yeah.
So you got to get there really early, all right? And be part of the crowd because if you're not there early, we're going to have to turn you away. And sayang lang yung biyahe mo.
That's a day after my birthday. So
you're what? Your what? It's a day after your what?
Birthday.
Your birthday?
Your birthday.
You celebrate the day when you first birthed?
Yeah.
Your birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's your dentist, by the way?
Hmm?
Who's your dentist? I don't want to go. I don't. She's gone.
She's in the U.S. She's not coming back. That's why you can't fix it.
Birthday, huh? Say 4th of July.
Oh, no. 4th of July.
4th!
Kailangan, huntingin mo na yan, dentist. Huntingin mo yan, man.
So, is the part, if they attend, if they take a leave, is the party going to be war fit?
Absolutely.
You're funny, Kel. Hey, it's 8:27, and that time check is brought to you by Centrum. Be your best every day. Take Centrum, complete from A to Zinc.
On air. Online. On Target. That is dead center. 99.5 RT.
I thought taking B-Complex every day for energy was enough.
To be your best every day, you need a complete multivitamin. Centrum. Centrum is complete from A to Zinc. Contains all the vitamins and minerals your body needs, giving you more than just energy, but also immunity, stamina, brain vitality.
Woo! And so much more!
Take Centrum. Complete from A to Zinc. Multivitamins plus minerals is the generic name of Centrum.
Resorts World Manila presents the most loved family musical of all time, The Sound of Music. Featuring Joanna Ampil and Chris Villonco as Maria, Audie Hemora, John Hovind, and Ed Feist as Captain Von Trapp, Tinky Marquez and Sheila Francisco as Mother Abbess. Plus, a cast of over 50 theater artists and the Manila Philharmonic Orchestra. A total of 50 shows opening this October 15 at the world-class Newport Performing Arts Theater. Tickets are available at all Ticket World outlets and at the Resorts World Manila box office.
So, I'm needle-pulling thread. La, I know to follow, so.
I drink with jam and bread. You don't know that song, do you? Hey, here's a little public announcement. Jollibee Family Values Awards search has been extended. Hey, that's good news. And it's been extended up until the 15th of September. So that is going to be tomorrow. So nominate now through Jollibee. .com.ph.
It's back.
What's back?
The big deal promo from Ford. It's back with even bigger deals. For 99,000 all-in low down payment, you can drive away with a Ford Fiesta, Focus, Escape, or a Ranger.
Oh, great. Only for 99,000?
Yes. But wait, there's more. You can get the Ford Everest for only 129,000 all-in low down payment.
Wow, a Ford Everest for only 129,000 down payment.
So visit the nearest Ford showroom today. The big deal is back, only in September.
For DTI, NCR permit number 7556 series of 2011.
Introducing Angel's Pizza Pasta Combo's very own breaded chicken bowl. Chicken teriyaki, chicken parmigiana, and chicken with creamy sauce for only 95 pesos. All served with a glass of refreshing iced tea. What are you waiting for? Try Angel's breaded chicken bowl now by calling 922-2222. Give in to the temptation and call Angel's Pizza Pasta Combo for free delivery. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Angel's Pizza, a taste of heaven at your doorstep.
May kilala ka bang bata na malabo ang paningin o di kaya'y bulag na talaga? May kaibigan o kamag-anak ka ba na may anak na may kapansanan sa paningin o ipinanganak na bulag? Sumangguni sa Resources for the Blind sa telepono bilang 726-3021-24 o mag-text sa 0949-499-1111 para sa karagdagang impormasyon kung paano siya matutulungan. Sa isang tawag na yan, isang buhay ay maaaring mabago. Isang mensahe mula sa RBI, PIA, KPP at nang hindi lang ito.
The 99.5 RT Ford Fiesta. If you spot it, you win prizes. Don't miss it.
Thank you for traveling with 99.5 RT. All seats on our airline are first class. And they rock. Thank you for flying 99.5 RT Airlines.
All right, we now got a song that's brought to you by Tuseran. Sa non-stop na upo. Magtuseran, quick visa na, lasting ginawa pa, RT!
Toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Across the church and the steeple, the laundry on the hill, the billboards and the building, memories of it still keep calling, and calling. But forget it all, I know I will. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted but the truth is discovered. What's been going on now that you have gone? There's no other. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted but the truth is discovered. Hey, yeah. And the car park, the airport, the baggage carousel,
the people keep on crying.
It's the music of Squeeze with Tempted. What movie was this from? Kel, would you happen to know? Movie, this one with, damn, Ethan Hawke and... Yeah, whatever. Winona... Never mind. So, Squeeze, Tempted. Songs brought to you by Tuseran, sa non-stop na ubo mag-tuseran, quick bisa na, lasting ginawa pa.
The best music on the planet. 99.5 RT.
Just want to without you. your first choice on the road.
High Octane Radio. The best music on the planet.
99.5 RT.
Hi, what's up? This is Kian of Kalalili, and it's time for ODK on the DK.
Hi, ako po si Ian Constantino, ODK na.
This is Pembo Rojo. Time for ODK. O Diyos ko.
Hi, this is Madeline of Paraluman, ODK. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Ellen Adarda, ODK na.
Hi, this is Rian Ramos, and you're listening to ODK on the Disenchanted Kingdom 99.5 RT.
Yo, this is Pia Magalona, ODK na!
Hi, this is Aramina, ODK na!
Hi, this is Eugene Angeles, ODK na!
Hi, this is Rich Asuncion, ODK na!
Uy, gising, ikaw na! Gising!
Uy!
Ako po si Aljo Abrenica, ODK na.
Grabe pala si Aljo, pag ginigising, automatic nagpapakilala sa sambayanan. Ikaw, di ba, pag ginigising ka, oh, mamaya na, 5 minutes. Ito, pag ginigising mo, gising, ako po si Aljo. Tapos, oh, yeah. Attention agad.
Saka, professional talaga. Professional. Siguro, dahil workaholic.
Oh, baka napapanaginipan niya na uma-acting pa rin siya. Kaya pag nagising siya, ako po si Aljo Rabrenica.
Daming projects eh, no? Diba? Ganun talaga.
Si Aljo Rabrenica po ito. Nakikinig po kayo sa Disenchanted Kingdom sa 99.5 RT.
Alright! ODK na! Ito ang nag-iisang masa segment sa social radio station. All just go blind items at celebrity chismis. Basta may mga nangyari sa mga artista na naka-report agad sa ODK on the DK. At syempre, ito ang programang hitik na hitik sa mga blind items sa mga kinahuhumalingan at kinaiinisan niyong mga artista.
Yan!
Ito na, simulan na natin sa mga showbiz feeds. Mainit na mainit pa. Yan. Bilan natin ang ating mga paboritong tabloid dito sa aking harapan. Aray, napaso ako.
Pasa!
Okay, mula sa Avante Tonight, sa panulat ni Alan Diones, sabi niya, Leia nagpaliwanag sa tanong kay Laila. Laila ba? Leila? Huh? Miss Angola.
Yeah.
Huh?
Leila or Laila?
I think it's Leila.
Leila. Huh?
Pilipinas, Laila.
Oh my God!
Ayun, nagpaliwanag siya na sinabi ni Lea Salonga na hindi naman pala siya yung pumili ng itatanong dito kay Miss Angola.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi kumbaga pre-written na siya, tapos magbubunutan yung mga judges para pagka nabunot yung pangalan nila, yun yung itatanong nila.
Have you been seeing the links on Facebook? This is so funny.
Yung mga
Which
pictures?
Links?
Edited pictures?
Andami. There was this group of, I think it was with Divine Lee.
Mm-hmm.
But they were having like a mock contest, like a mock Miss Universe.
Why?
Yeah, and then all the participants were gay, and then there was this one gay dude who I think. Ano ba yan yung interpreter ni Miss Angola?
Okay.
Masyadong bibo.
Alam mo, in fairness, ah. Yeah. Ito masasabi ko dito sa nangyayari Miss Universe kasi. Napanood ko yung question and answer portion eh.
Mm.
Si Miss Philippines lang, si Shamsi Supsup lang talaga ang walang interpreter ha.
Yeah.
Wala siyang translator. Ang kagandahan kasi pag may interpreter ka, kahit mag-buckle ka or hindi mo alam kung anong sasabihin mo, hindi naman sasabihin niya ng interpreter mo eh.
Yeah.
Diba? Kung
right,
yung
right.
Gist ng sinabi mo na sagot, yun yung sasabihin niya.
Diba? Kaya nga, that's exactly the point. I think next time we should have an interpreter.
Yeah, yeah, let's have Maria Ressa be the interpreter.
Who?
Maria Ressa.
Who's that?
She's the probe team girl, you know, the head of probe team.
Talaga?
So, you know, obviously she's a great orator, so you have her, and then our contestant can say whatever she wants. Mm. And Maria Ressa will churn out an Palanca award-winning speech from it.
That's a very good plan, Cal.
Yeah.
Pwede.
Now, if only you were gay. Okay.
Ito nga yung nasabi ko eh, sa Facebook account ko, nung napanood ko yun. Sabi ko, siguro to si Miss Angola nagmala Janina San Miguel. Diba na, my family, pero hindi lang natin talaga naintindihan eh. Kaya magaling yung interpreter niya, or translator niya, kaya naging maganda yung sagot.
Nama. Ah, but you know, taking nothing away from Miss Angola. She's beautiful. She, you know, I saw her, black is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love her color. And, yeah, looks like she's going to do well in representing Miss Universe. Yeah. All right, moving on.
Showbiz feed number two. Ito na ang lagi nating sinasabi na pag mandating ng mga Miss Universe competition, ang laging may comment ang mga past winners ng Miss Universe.
Ito na. Sige, ano yung mga comments nila?
Mula kay Jun Lalin ng Abante.
Okay.
Sabi niya, sagot ni Shamsi, pasado kay Gloria.
Huh?
Gloria Diaz.
Ah, okay. I thought Arroyo.
I was like, kailan naging beauty queen si...
Ito, sabi ni Gloria Diaz, super congrats, you did well, Shamsi. Your answer was the best.
Mm-hmm.
Tungkol sa beauty ni Shamsi, nagpahayag si Gloria na smart, sharp, graceful, at may stage presence ang ating Miss Universe candidate sa taong ito.
It's almost Gloria Diaz, diba?
Yeah. Kasi siya ang kauna-una ng Miss Universe na galing sa Philippines.
Sabagay.
1969. Six. Ilang dekada na nakalipas.
Parang every year may racket si Gloria Diaz, no? Every time Miss Universe comes around.
Diba?
Oo nga.
Siguro yun yung inaabangin.
Her opinion na, is valued.
Inaabangin yung taong.
Why is nobody asking Margie Moran?
Oo nga.
That's the other Miss Universe, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah.
Showbiz feed number 3, mula sa Batangas Today, oh. Umabot ang Batangas
Today. Saman ako yung jari mo?
Basta, panulat ni Irene Acosta. Huh? Ayan, Shalani Soledad at Roman Romulo, engaged, confirmed!
Huh? Oh my God!
Ayan ha, si Shalani Soledad ang konsehal ng Valenzuela at ang TV host na ngayon ay engaged na kay Pasig City Congressman Roman Romulo. Ayan ha, kinonfirm ni Romulo na binigyan niya ng isang diamond ring last week itong si Shalani Soledad.
Naku, nilagot na ng engagement ring!
Naku! At ito, yun, I asked her to marry me a week ago. Last week pa pala nag-propose to.
Huh?
At according kay Romulo, nagpropose siya kay Shalani sa Our Lady of Fatima Church sa Valenzuela.
Ah.
At kung marami nagtatanong kung kailan ang kasal, ay minamataan nila ay ang taong 2012. Ibig sabihin, next year, September, October, 4 months na lang ang natitira. May 4 months ka pa para baguhin ang isip ni Shalani.
Oo nga!
Hindi siya.
Teka, tight security yun eh. Kasi ako yung maghahandusay doon sa simbahan.
Wag!
Itigil ang kasal!
Itigil ang kasal!
Yes!
Hindi pa pwede i-touch!
Pero magandang eksena yan.
Ha? Oo, maganda.
Magandang arrive yan.
Mapapabalita ako niyan.
Oo, di ba?
Diba?
Pag tinanong, meron ba ditong tututol sa kasalan ng Shalani at Romulo?
Oo.
Tapos meron ba? Tapos marinig mo si King DJ Logan.
Wait! Wait! Wait!
Ayoko itay!
Hulat anay! We shall spy the itetch!
Sabay si Romulo pala yung gusto mo eh.
Romy! Romy! Paano na, okay?
Pero in fairness, mukhang magiging maganda ang mga bata ng magiging anak ng dalawang to.
Pero siya lang ba?
Ito, ayan. In fairness.
Yeah, he's a handsome looking man.
Di ba? So, kailangan maging... Oh, ganda ni Shalani sa picture na to.
Oo.
Di ba? Ano, may bala... Ano, papakawalan mo pa ba yan? 4 months, man. Come on. Para pa naging King DJ Logan ka. Kung di mo makukuha ang babae sa iyong panaginip.
Hayop ka.
Mga kaibigan, ito po ha.
Bakit mo kailangan ibalita yan?
Ito po.
Para basaktan ako, Marv.
Mga addicts, please lang, i-tweet nyo si Shalani Soledad. Ang Twitter name niya, twitter.com/ShalaniSoledad. I-tweet nyo na wag nyo... na si King DJ Logan na lang ang pakasalan niya. Please. Support siya Logan. Support Shalani and King DJ Logan. Bilis na, kung mahal nyo ang programa
na.
Mo, mahal nyo si King DJ Logan.
Ayoko na, gusto ko na mag-resign.
Nako.
Gusto ko na itapon ang buhay ko.
Yan ang sinasabi ko, mahirap eh.
Pigilan nyo ako, tatalon ako.
Pagdating sa pag-ibig, nasisira ang lahat.
Tatalon ako sa 8th floor.
Wag!
Talagang tatalon ako sa 8th floor.
May bukas pa.
Sasalubungin ko yung mga task trans na yan at mga gel liner. Tatakbo ako sa EDSA.
May bukas pa.
Baliwala na ang aking buhay. Manunan ang aking buhay bilang broadcaster, bilang isang King DJ Logan, kung wala akong Shalaning makakasama.
Sana narinig to ni Shalani Soledad. Please lang, itweet nyo si Shalani. Twitter.com/ShalaniSoledad.
Nakalun na ako!
What?
Magkakalatay ako!
What? May ODK blind item ba tayo?
Ha?
Mamaya ka na tumalun.
Sige, mamaya na lang.
Blind item?
Ito na. Para maging sumaya ka naman. Meron tayong ODK blind item for tonight.
Yay! Hi! We're the Premier Mixes. ODK na!
At binabati ko si Coach Froy Landioso ng Fitness Science by Froy. And si Mr. Dennis Dumlao na nagpadala ng picture sa akin from the past. Maraming salamat, bro.
Hi, this is Alonia Goshing Fiao. You're listening to The Disenchanted Kingdom on 99.5 RT.
Alright, ito na-confirm. Na-confirm, ha?
Confirm.
Na yung dalawang singer ay mag-on. Kaso nag-break na pala sila. Dahil sa isang party.
Okay.
Okay, ginto ha.
What?
Si Singer A.
Singer A.
Singer A at si Singer B mag-on. Okay, wala namang masama eh na in a relationship sila dahil pareho silang single. Pareho silang walang girlfriend.
Time out. So tama nga ang aking hinala.
Tama yung hinala.
Mga baklush pareho.
Yes! Pero ito nangyari, di ba?
Baging na lang ako dahil sa'yo, Shalani.
Bago kasi sila nagkaroon ng relasyon, si Singer A,
right.
Lalaking Singer A, at saka si lalaking Singer B. And
so they're both guys?
Yeah, they're both guys.
Okay.
Okay. Pero before na naging sila, meron silang kanya-kanya mga karelasyong babae.
Okay. Diba? Okay. Si Singer A, sino yung karelasyon niyang babae?
Si Singer A, ang karelasyon niyang babae
Clue.
Ay isang singer din na babae. Okay? Na magaling kumanta. Na mula sa isang...
May makikilala bang singer na, tapos hindi magaling kumanta?
Ito nga, ito pa nga. Na mahabang buhok, lumipat yan from a certain network, tapos lumipat yan ng kabilang network. Okay?
Eh, syempre, saan pa ba siya lilipat? Kung lilipat siya from a network, ba syempre may iba pa siyang network na lilipatan?
Basta itong singer to, gumugo lang. Ha? Gumugo.
Gumugo lang.
Gumugo lang siya sa kabilang network. Okay?
Okay?
So, yun yung karelasyon ni Singer A dati.
Yun yung ex na karelasyon.
Okay?
Okay.
Ang ex na karelasyon ni Singer B naman ay isang sexy comedian.
Sexy comedian. Okay.
Okay? So, okay. Pareho silang nakipaghiwalay dun sa kanilang mga karelasyon.
Respective girlfriends.
So, talaga, let's get this right. Singer male with singer female, tapos singer male with sexy comedian.
Mm.
Yun ang mga nag-split.
Okay.
Okay, nag-split.
You got it.
Nakipag-split sila sa mga ex nila at doon nag-developan sila, nagkaroon sila ng relasyon.
Yung parehong male singers.
Yun ang parehong male singer. Ang nangyari pala, itong parehong male singer...
Por Diyos, por Santo.
Parehong male singer, ha? Meron silang isa pang kaibigan na male singer din.
Wow.
Ha? Na nagtataka kung bakit nakapag-break silang dalawa doon sa kani-kanilang mga girlfriend. Okay?
Okay.
So, ang ginawa nila, one time kasi, nag-outing tong tatlong singer na to. Si dalawang magkarelasyon na singer. Saka kasama yung third na male singer. Na,
so, you have the pair, and then their common friend, who's also a singer.
Yeah, male singer din.
So you have three male singers.
Yes, three male singers. Yung third... si third male singer, ito ah. Si third male singer, hindi alam na may relasyon si Singer A at saka si Singer B.
Okay.
So nagtututa lang siya. Akala niya, sige, mag-break sila. Okay, magkakaibigan naman kami. Sige, outing kami.
Nag-outing silang tatlo.
Nag-outing silang tatlo.
Okay.
Di ba, boys outing.
Boys outing.
Yun ang ano. Pag umabot ba sila ng gabi, ibig sabihin, ano?
Ito na.
So, nag-out of town sila.
Okay.
Alright.
Ito na nga yung nangyari.
These three guys went out of town. Okay.
Tapos, ang nangyari pala, nasa isang kwarto lang yung nirentahan nila.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Isang kwarto lang.
Okay.
Si Singer A saka si Singer B, nag-biking eh.
Nag-biking
sila. Okay. Siguro kasama na rin si Singer C. Nag-biking sila. Pagod, ganyan. Tapos nung siguro, nag-toothbrush lang tong si Singer C. pagtingin niya sa kama, nakita niya magkayakap si Singer A saka si Singer B.
So, syempre, nagulat siya. Hindi niya alam.
Oh my God!
Nagulat siya. E di syempre, kumbaga hindi na lang niya pinansin. Baka, ah, napagod kasi dahil nag-biking-biking si Singer A saka si Singer B.
So, time out. Nung nagyayakapan siguro sila,
tulog.
Itong isang si Singer A at si Singer B nagyayakapan sila, di ba?
Hmm, magkayakap sila habang natutulog.
So akala nila tulog na si Singer C.
Hindi, pagpasok ni Singer C, magkayakap sa kwarto.
So parang si Singer A, medyo nagbabayang magiliw na yung ano niya.
Ito lang yan.
Tama ba?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Sa bagay, parang na-turn on yata sila kung nag-out of town sila. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, wow. Ito pa nangyari.
Wild.
Si Singer A sa Singer B, eh, siyempre, para kay Singer C, wala naman sa kanya kasi magtotropa naman eh. Baka mamaya nakadantay lang, ganyan, di ba?
Brotherly love.
Brotherly love. Yeah, no. Pagod. Or, siyempre, minsan pagtulog ka, hindi mo na alam kung sino nayayakap mo eh.
Right.
So sa kanya, nung una, walang mali siya.
Hmm.
O, so, sabay tabi naman siya, di ba?
Tabi siya.
Kasi parang,
tumabi siya kay Singer A and Singer B.
Oh,
like one bed.
One bed lang eh. Magbabarkada eh. Di ba? Mga lalaki, brusko naman kayo. Ganyan. Lahat tayo, nag-gym. Gumaganda katawan natin.
Maganda katawan, ha?
Hmm. Oh. Eh, umabot na ng madaling araw. Hmm. Nagising ngayon si Singer C. Alam niyo kung bakit nagising si Singer C?
Bakit?
Nagising si Singer C. Nagising si Singer C. Dahil meron na biglang nakahawak sa maselang bahagi ng kanyang katawan.
No!
At yan, nag-break ngayon si Singer A saka si Singer B dahil sa takot nila kay Singer C na ibuko sila sa nangyari nung gabi yun.
Alembong ay isang damdamin
na WTF. What? That's all I can say. What the F, man? What?
Diba?
Teka.
Mm.
May tanong ako. Oh. Parang may idea na ako kung sino eh.
Mm.
Itong si Singer A ba? At saka si Singer C? Magka-apelido ba sila?
Tama! Galing na! Di ba? Mandarakma!
Oh my... Oh...
Ah, edi yun yung April Boys.
Oh my God!
Pilido yun.
Mali! Mali!
Hindi. So, time up. Doon si Singer A at si Singer B yung nagyayakapan sa kama.
Hmm.
Time out. Si Singer C, meron ba siyang karelasyon? Or is he gay or what?
Si Singer C, hindi naman siya gay, pero lagi lang siyang busted sa mga babae.
Wala ba siyang ka-love team?
Wala pa siyang unang banat? Ganon?
Meron siyang unang ka-love team, pero hindi nag-workout eh.
Okay.
Mm, kasi itong si Singer C, kumbaga, sumingkat to dahil nasali siya sa isang singing contest din, na hindi siya nanalo.
Okay.
Pero sumingkat pa rin siya.
Dahil gwapo?
Hindi siya kagwapuhan kumpara mo dito sa dalawang unang singer dahil hindi siya mestizo. So yan, medyo delikado ang karir ni Singer A at ni Singer B dahil kay Singer C ang alas. Nadakma pa naman eh.
Diamond! So sino yung dumakma? Sino yung dumakma sa nutshells?
Yun nga yung hindi niya malaman kung
Singer B.
In the middle of the night, dinakma.
Oh,
habang natutulog si Singer C. Doon nga siya nagising eh. Nung una nga, akala daw niya, nananaginip lang siya.
Right.
Na-realize niya, totoo na pala na may nakahawak habang nagbabayang magiliw.
Wild.
Diba? Siyempre, pag madaling araw, medyo ano yan eh. Diba?
Alam mo, kahit na kumakanta ka ng Bayang Magiliw, talaga makakalimutan mo yung lyrics niya.
Makakalimutan mo talaga yung lyrics.
Bayang. Teka.
Yun.
Hindi ko yata diba? Maalala yung lyrics kasi dinadakma mo ako.
Siguro itong si ano... siguro ito si
Singer...
Ito si Singer
C. Ito, testing natin. Oh. Dakma yung kita ngayon. Tira natin kung maalala mo yung lyrics ng Bayang Magili.
Ito si Singer C. Medyo ano, no? Mahaba. Humahaba siya. Ha?
Humahaba.
Humahaba ang kanyang pasensya. Parang lastik ka.
Mm.
Ang pasensya niya.
Sa hair din, mahaba din
diba?
Hair.
Mahaba ang hair.
Mahaba ang hair.
Mm.
Hindi ko alam.
Ay, nako. May pichi-pichi ba tayo dyan? Gutom ako eh. Ay, nako. Kung hindi nyo pa mahulaan, ewan ko na lang. That's it for ODK tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Just to know the answer, all you have to do is follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MarfOnTheRadio. M-A-R-F on the radio. That's it for me. And see you guys tomorrow.
Tatlong fans club ba away sa'yo, Marf?
Good evening, by the way, to Karen, who's tuned in right now. Oo nga. Pangit nga ang shalogan. Anyway, thanks a lot for joining us. It's 9:10 in the evening. Stick around for the nightcap with Dirty J. Marf, thank you.
Yep.
And Kel, thank you so much, man.
See you guys soon.
All right, we'll see you. Thank you, and have a great evening. This has been King DJ Logan. By the way, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/KingDJLogan. Have a great evening. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the hit music universe. 99.5 RT on air. 99.5 RT.FM in cyberspace. Get a load of insane, mind-blowing, in-your-face music that will rock your world. This is the best music on the planet. 99.5 RT.